Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
2 Corinthians 4. We talked last week about the Lord's house being a house of joy. Mm-hmm. We are supposed to be the most joyous people on the planet, period. Period. Because unless you're born again, this joy is not even available to you. You can't get this in the world. You can't get it through a pill, through a bottle, through accumulation of possessions. You can't get it except through the Lord. And it's supposed to be a light to everybody around about us. That no matter what's going on in our life, we still have joy. Amen. And we still have peace. Amen. And that the one inside us is so big and so great that nothing can steal our joy. Amen. Nothing. We might not be rejoicing about this, and this bad thing is happening, but we still got something to rejoice about. We're rejoicing about some good thing He told us to look at. He told us what He was doing. He told us what was coming. Amen. You can rejoice in every situation. Yes. About something. Yes. And that is a bright and shining light. Yes. To the grieving, mad, upset world around us. Mm-hmm. 2 Corinthians 4:13. He said, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Amen. Verse 17, for our light affliction. Everybody say light affliction.
Light affliction.
Now, did you know what Paul is calling light affliction? Being shipwrecked, being beat, being stoned, left for dead, being in prison. He said, oh, that's just light stuff. Light affliction, and it's only for a moment. Worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
Hallelujah.
What are you looking at? We don't even have to know. We can see by your countenance what you're looking at.
Amen. That's right.
I said we can see by your countenance. If you're down, you're looking at the wrong thing. Period. If you're depressed, if you're scared, you've been looking at the wrong thing. You've been thinking about the wrong thing. You've been talking about the wrong thing. If you're looking at the right thing, we can tell it.
Right.
It shows up on your face.
Amen.
A glad heart makes a cheerful countenance.
Amen.
It's not as great a mystery as some try to make it out to be. If you're looking at the right thing, even though you may have some problems in your life, you consider it light and momentary.
Amen.
And the thing you're excited about is this.
Amen.
What you're looking at.
Yes.
What the Lord told you.
Yes.
Oh, can you say amen?
Amen.
This is being spiritual.
Yes.
Not walking by sight, but walking by what you believe, by faith.
Mm-hmm.
Not being natural carnal minded, but being spiritually minded. And it ministers life to you. And peace helps you to have joy.
Yes.
Makes you strong.
Yes,
I said, it makes you strong.
Amen. Yeah.
He said, for our light affliction. Light. The Greek on that means literally lightweight and easy to bear. Which is but for a moment. And this is talking about a very brief moment. And then he tells you how he's doing it while we look not at the things which are seen. Now, you're there in 2 Corinthians 4. Go over to the 7th chapter and see specifically what he was talking about. He was including a lot of other things with it. But he talks about sorrow. Neither be ye sorry. Don't mourn. Don't cry. Don't sorrow. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Well, in 2 Corinthians 7 and 8, he said, though I made you sorry with the letter, I don't repent, though I did repent, for I perceive the same epistle has made you sorry, though it were but for a season. Now, that word season in the King James, to me, doesn't give the import. Look it up and you'll see what I mean. Young's literal translation says, if even for an hour, if even for an hour, you were sorry. Verse 9, I'm going to continue reading in Young's literal. I now do rejoice. Was Paul, did he practice what he preached on this rejoicing thing?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did. Have you read Philippians?
Yes.
Where it says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. I mean, there's rejoicing on every chapter. He's in prison.
Yeah.
And he's telling everybody, quit moping around. Rejoice. Rejoice. You're not rejoicing about the condition of your cell, but you're rejoicing that you're in the plan of God. That the word's going out. That his will, you're going to be out of here in just a few minutes, God time. This is just a brief, light thing.
Amen.
May not feel like it, but it is.
Amen.
But you were made sorry to reformation, or the King James says repentance, for you were made sorry toward God, that in nothing you might receive damage from us. Now you'll see he's distinguishing between two kinds of sorrow. It's very important that we get this. So we say, well, sorrow, sorrow, isn't it? Absolutely not. There are two very different kinds of sorrow. Read the next verse. For sorrow toward God, reformation to salvation not to be repented of does work. Now that's Young's literal. It doesn't read that easy. But he's saying, well, put the King James up and we'll read it that way. Godly sorrow works repentance to salvation not to be repented of. But the sorrow of the world works death. If you miss God, you violate light, you do what you knew you shouldn't have done, you don't do what you knew you should have done, and your own heart, the Spirit of God convicts you, your own heart condemns you. Did you notice how I said that? The Holy Spirit's not condemning you. That's your own heart doing that. If you care, it bothers you. And you're sorry about it. Now, there's some will try to tell you, yeah, but under grace, we're not supposed to be sorry about anything. That's absolutely wrong. There's two different kinds of sorrow here. If you don't even care that you miss God and displease God, you're not repenting. Come on, can you see this? But this is only supposed to last this long. And you mean business with God, and you're sorry that you missed it, and you receive your forgiveness.
Yes.
Is that right? And your cleansing and your righteousness is restored.
Yep.
And you don't go on day after day sorrowing.
Amen.
I said you don't go on. And that's what he's telling them. He said, if you don't stop doing this, you're yielding to something else here. Not a godly sorrow to repentance. You're yielding to the sorrow of the world. And that works death. Oh, can you see the contrast here?
Yes.
The joy of the Lord is your strength. Where is that coming from? Life.
Amen.
It's life and strength. But the sorrow of the world, what does that do to you? It works death in you. I said it works death in you. Is it okay to sorrow and grieve and mourn day after day?
No.
And week after week?
Yep.
And month after month? It's being an unbeliever.
Yep.
I said it's being an unbeliever. It's refusing to walk by faith. It's choosing not to believe the Word. It's choosing not to do what the Lord told us to do. I want to prove how sorry I am. The Lord knows your heart, whether you were or where you weren't. Well, I just feel like I need to, pay some kind of penance. You're acting like the blood of Jesus is not enough. These are serious things. No. Relationships have been destroyed because of this. Families have been torn apart. Careers have been destroyed. Because people have chosen to mope and they've chosen to be sad and depressed, and it's got worse and worse and worse as the days and weeks and months went by until people around them said, I can't live with this.
Right.
And you can't really blame them.
That's right.
Well, I can't help it. That's a lie. That is a lie. Now, if you yield to it for a long time, it will seem like you can't help it because you've yielded to it so long and so far that you do it without thinking.
Right.
You're used to being sad.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Come on.
That seems like normal life to you.
Yep.
But that's not being a Christian.
No.
A sad, depressed Christian is a contradiction of terminology.
Amen. Amen.
The Christ is the anointed one. And one of the things He's anointed with was the oil of gladness above everybody that was around Him. This part of the Master, His character has not been portrayed even remotely as much as it should have been. Jesus was fun to be around. He was enjoyable. Somebody said, well, He's the man of sorrows for about that long.
Right.
When He went to the cross, when He was in the garden sweating blood. But all the time before that and all the time after that? No. No. Let me tell you one of the reasons you can know for sure He wasn't some grouchy guy. Little kids loved Him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.